For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
How you doing, Dustin?
I'm doing good, man. I had a great night last night. Got home, fired up the laptop, went out on the deck and taped the Tennis Channel podcast.
Look at that.
Dude, I was in heaven.
I mean, this is where,
you know what?
This is where the career takes off.
Yeah.
Right? This is where finally you found your real passion in life. I feel like you, okay, here's the thing. I've watched the Tennis Channel with you. Most of those people on the Tennis Channel have zero personality. Most of them are just kind of dudes. You would be better at tennis analysis than them, even if they played tennis professionally.
I just don't know why anyone would care to listen to me.
Well, because you're passionate.
All right.
Like, that's the whole thing about this, like, the whole point of this business.
I'd be out
business.
There like, what's his face? Seth Davis on CBS College Hoops.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
No, he's just, like, not a player and didn't play the game.
And, but people...
People respect his opinion.
People love his opinion. I think we got to get you in more with the... This is the leverage point. This is a fulcrum. I'm just remembering basic things of levers and such and pulleys. This is the fulcrum that we can use to wedge your way into the Tennis Channel.
Here's my hope, okay? My only way to get famous from this is, in the tennis community, is that I told my Medvedev story from U.S. Open last year.
Mm-hmm.
How, remember after the match? Well, I was there. He played this guy Baez, this Argentinian. And every time the kid had he's 26, had a great shot, I'd yell, vamos.
Yeah.
Like, let's go.
Yeah.
A ton. Very loud. I was very close to Medvedev. And after the match, Medvedev went on TV. He was like, everything was great, except for that one person. He yelled, vamos, vamos, vamos.
Ah,
that was me.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like this is your...
I want Medvedev to, recognize real.
Well, see, now what has to happen is you have to be at another tennis match where Medvedev is. And there's got to be it's like a wrestling thing where, like, you're walking by him and you just look him dead in the eyes and go, vamos. And if there's a recall, you got a feud going. We just got to get you a little bit more heat on tennis.
I'm in.
Or you got to start your own YouTube channel about tennis.
One day, when I grow up.
One day? Today's the day.
Today's the day.
Carpe diem.
Dude, I got Mac Media Day on Friday. I'm focused on the, breaking down the Bobcats and the Golden Flashes.
That's just college football. Anyone can talk college football.
Trying to get Akron... an FBS win this year.
They got it. I'm predicting one FBS win.
Joe Moorhead, you got it.
For
Ken Carmon, too.
If you set the FBS, well, I can't. Ken's already got enough. Ken's doing very well.
He may be becoming more of a Buckeye fan after their interview with the AD yesterday.
I don't like that.
Is he sliding in? Is he going full Walmart? Walmart Buckeye?
Are you a Walmart? You go to Walmart?
So I just say Walmart and you turn into a hick.
That's fair. I don't think you should be allowed to jump on the bandwagon on what could be on the precipice of a championship team. No.
He knows.
Yeah. After they fired John Cooper, hell of a time. If you were a big fan of Jim Tressel at Youngstown State, you hopped into the bandwagon there, that's a good time to get in on it.
Mm-hmm.
The Luke Fickell year. If you're like, you know what? They got jobbed, and Luke Fickell got put in an awful situation, and they were still sort of a decent team. Okay. Even when Urban got hired. But ever since Urban, 60 straight weeks, or not, you've been on the college football playoff rankings 60 times. That's tied for Alabama for the most amount of appearances on the college football playoff ranking list. I'm sorry. I don't think now's the time you get in on it. Because think about it. Like, when you buy stock, are you buying Apple stock today? Or should you have bought Apple stock 20 years ago?
You want to buy it when you know you've got the number one quarterback recruit down the pipe.
Yeah.
You know, and same with Apple. You want to buy it when you're like, man, this iBook is pretty cool, man. What's that iPod thing?
Or you want to buy it after a big scandal.
Yeah.
Right? Because the stocks will crater. You get in there and then it bounces back and then you're Bezos.
Yeah.
Or Cook or one of those guys.
Yeah. Or, get in on a stock that short a stock, like, you know, GameStop or whatever. Or excuse me. They didn't short the stock. They bought the stock. They squeezed the shorts.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. Great documentary, by the way, on Netflix.
Good movie. There's a movie, and then there's also a documentary.
What's the guy's name? The Roaring Cat or something?
Yeah, something with a cat.
Yeah. Kitten?
Yeah.
Roaring Kitten?
I don't think a roaring kitten. That does not sound... Kitten, no. No, but no, who would choose to be a kitten? Even if you're building like a YouTube brand, I don't know why you'd choose kitten. I don't kitten. It's a little masculine.
Yeah, that's his name.
The Roaring Kitten.
Yeah, Keith Gill.
Okay, I knew that. Yeah. I didn't know his Roaring Kitten.
Yeah, that's his handle. And what?
I knew he had something to do with cats, which is again kind of weird. You're a grown man.
He's a strange guy.
He's a strange guy. Made some
Dude's
money.
He's got
though.
Some balls though, man.
He does. That's weird that we both agreed on that. Well, so what'd you think of the All-Star game? I know.
Because you turned like 20 grand into like 20 million, maybe 200 million.
What'd you think of the All-Star game last night?
I thought it was fine. A little more entertaining.
Yeah, Sleepy Bob Nightingale's like, it's going to be great if you want like 2-1 games and a bunch of strikeouts.
If you like a 2-1 game, maybe you watch the All-Star game.
Well, Bob, wake up, because we got 8 whole runs last night.
Wake up, Bob.
Ha! Disparity Take All-Star that. Game. It's funny. The game came down to pretty much the biggest conversation piece that came out of the game was either Paul Skeens is really, really good, or why are we doing this with these dumb All-Star uniforms? Those are pretty much the two conversation pieces last night.
Did we get a national anthem that was worthy?
This singer did not have to go to rehab. So I'm going to say yes.
I mean, she got through it?
Yeah. Or didn't have to say she was going to rehab. I haven't confirmed.
In key?
It's asking a lot.
Okay.
But it wasn't so bad that it made national headlines.
All right.
Yeah. Which, honestly, at this point, do you want to be a forgettable national anthem?
Yeah.
Well, okay, would you rather be forgettable or infamous?
Well, and here's the thing. Okay, if I had a talent like Chris Stapleton, okay, then I want to be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Nick Lachey, just be okay. Just get through it. Don't make waves. Don't got to be a suit. You know, it's like they say in sports, don't be a hero.
All right.
Know your limitations.
So you and I both have some level of pride.
And I don't know why Nick Lachey caught a stray there, but it seemed relevant.
Because he's just kind of a vanilla-ass singer.
Yeah, like he's a good singer.
Yeah, like if Nick Lachey looked like Nick Wilson, he would not have been famous.
Like the dude's got, dude's got everything I want. Like a good voice, he's good looking, like he's very talented. Unlike
been
me.
With Jessica Simpson.
What, how's she doing these days? Is she up or down?
Any which way Jessica Simpson is probably pretty darn good. Well, probably better than
no,
I'm living.
No, there was a time where it was.
Yeah,
it was plus size.
Oh yeah. Oh never. Yeah. She could have been on my 600-pound life, and there'd still be a line of guys lining up, and all of them saying, oh, "She's not attractive anymore." Liars.
No, I'm just saying it was a phase, man. You know she got a ton of work done on her face.
I have not seen.
Doesn't
it.
Look like her, man.
Really?
You want to see?
You sure it's also not just it's been 20 years since she became famous? Because that's another thing. Time is. I don't really want to see it.
You don't?
You're kind of squelching dreams over here. So no, but getting back to this, the national anthem thing.
Yeah.
As bad as it was. Every time somebody has a bad national anthem or a great national anthem, what do we reference? Roseanne, Macy Gray,
or Whitney Houston, the best of all time.
Well, yeah, if you're Nick Lachey, you don't have the natural talent to be the greatest of all time. If the whole thing about being famous is if there's anything, like every time it comes up, your Q score goes up, I can kind of see the point. Like I kind of went down the rabbit hole, the conspiracy rabbit hole, with the girl on the home run derby, because it was like, one, her statement about the rehab thing didn't seem all that serious. There seemed to be like it's pretty drunk, so I'm guessing I'm going to go to rehab. That seemed to be the tone, and usually that's not the tone when you're sincere about going to rehab. Again, hopefully, if it is the case, hopefully she does fine. But my greater point is there's still a part of me that I do think there's 20%, 25% of people who would rather be infamous than have zero fame at all, than be forgettable.
Yeah.
And that they would do anything to be infamous. If you can't be famous, be infamous. I think there's 25% of the public that thinks that. And they're mostly all on social media. But do you like the All-Star uniforms?
They're fine. I mean, everyone this morning was going crazy about these All-Star uniforms. And I'm like, okay, have you ever seen great All-Star uniforms? And yes, I understand that back in the day there were times, and maybe even recently, I don't remember exactly when, but they would wear their either home whites or their visiting grays with some, you know, like a patch on the sleeve or whatever. And you'd wear a hat with a patch on the side, your hat, your team hat. Last night's uniforms, whatever. Have you seen the uniforms they've had throughout the years of the NBA All-Star Games?
No, they're all atrocious.
Some are okay. Some are really atrocious. Really bad.
I just think there's a pretty simple fix for this, even though I don't think it needs to be fixed. There's a pretty simple fix here. It's let the players play in their individual jerseys.
I think that's what I was saying. I mean, yeah. back in the day, they did this many times. They would just wear, like, the American League, they're the home team. Okay, they're wearing their white uniform. You know, Quan would say Guardians. He'd be in his Guardians uniform.
Yeah. See, but I don't want to see the white uniform. I want to
You'd
see
have the Ohtani in the
Dodgers
white.
I want to
the
see
the
City Connect. I want the player to be able to choose. Now, if you, it's got to be the players
for
the specific
teams. Yeah, but it's got to be either white or gray.
I disagree.
Okay, well, you're making things way more complicated.
Well,
because
here's the thing. Nobody's like, I love these white Guardians uniforms. Everybody loves the City Connect uniforms. Like, the Orioles' best uniforms to me are their black uniforms with the orange lettering on them. Like, that's like my favorite Orioles uniform. So, like, the Yankees, yeah, you're stuck with those boring ass uniforms, but that's because you're clutching to your pinstripes there. But the Red Sox, give me that deep blue with the red lettering. Like, that to me is what would, and it would, listen, it still would look a little disconcerting because everybody would have a different uniform on, but at least it would actually look cool, those individual players wearing
that. You just have to have something to differentiate, you know, the players on the field. You know, it's got to be either dark. You got to have one team just pick all their darks.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I do.
But why?
I mean, because it's confusing to see.
Confusing who?
Well, I think it would be confusing for a base runner. Could be confusing for anybody. I mean, it could be confusing for a fielder. Not knowing where the base runner is. Is that my shortstop?
Do you think the only reason people know that a player's on the other team is because they wear the same uniform?
No, but I think it helps.
Well, why couldn't they just, like, the National League all wear their white or away uniforms
or
whatever?
Because those are usually the most boring uniforms.
Thank you.
There's different colors. Like, I don't understand why that would be a problem.
Because they're still the most boring uniform. Like, the whole point of this is to showcase the awesome jerseys in baseball.
But they're not awesome.
Well, most of them are. Like, who has bad... I think the Yankees jerseys, everybody... Oh, they're classy, they're sleek. It's just because they've worn them for 100 years. They're boring. You don't do a lot of things with pinstripes, with white, gray, or whatever. You don't do a lot with that. Those, to me, the Yankees, if we just talk about aesthetically, I'm not talking about historically or what the meaning behind it. Aesthetically, those are some boring-ass jerseys. And I'm not trying to start second straight show taking a swipe at Yankees fans because I don't care that much. But, like, my point is, like, the Diamondbacks, when they wear any of their different kind of jerseys that aren't their boring-ass white or gray jerseys, those are awesome. Like, the City Connect jerseys for the Rockies from 2 years ago, where it's like, it's purple, black, and green. Like, that's what I want to see. I don't want to see... I understand your point of, well, we don't want to confuse him. Worst case scenario is you get confused in an all-star game, and, it's an all-star game. We move on because it doesn't count in the record books. Well, it does count in the record books, but it doesn't count towards anything other than the game happened.
Except we have people out here rooting for the American League or the National League.
That to me is like crazy. Who the hell cares?
I cared when I was 8 years old, not anymore.
Here's the thing. Is it every show you've got to take a shot at Ken Carmen in his first segment and a shot to rile me up in our first segment?
Oh, we could take another shot.
Do you have a thing against heavy set, plus size, amazing radio host?
No, I have one question for you, Alpha, last night, and it has nothing to do with the jerseys. They actually mentioned on the morning show this morning.
The All-Star game was last night, the American League one. Do you like David Fry's RBI single?
I'm not contributing to your feud with Ken. I'm not doing it. I'm not. If I want to pick a fight with somebody, I'll pick my own damn fight.
You didn't answer the question.
Empathize with Ken that he was just trying to get into a freaking conversation. Are we really going to have a debate on whether you root for the American League or National League? Are we really going to do that the day after the All-Star break?
Well, I mean, it came up in our conversation.
So we will.
Yeah, we will. Okay.
I don't understand why you wouldn't root for the American League, given that if you're a Guardians fan, why you wouldn't root for the team that your favorite players play on. Like last night, I was watching that game. I gotta be honest, I was pretty pumped when Class A closed the door in the ninth inning. David Fry getting the RBI single. How could you not like that? Like,
you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I'm not saying that I wouldn't root for my guys and the team that my team is on.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not the same rooting interest as if I were watching, a regular season game with my team, or if I were watching, I don't know, like a World Series with, an American League team that either I would root for or not root for. I mean, there's no really rooting interest other than you hope your guys, go on a national stage and perform.
It's the perfect low stakes kind of situation, though. Because like last night, I mean, Naylor went 0 for 1. Hosey went 0 for 2. Kwan did score a run. David Fry gets the RBI single. Class A close out the game. So three of your five players really acquitted themselves well, and you got to win. But if in the same light, If Class A would have blown that save and the NO comes back to get the win, I would have been like, oh, damn, that sucks. 5 minutes later, I wouldn't have cared about it.
Mm-hmm.
Most games, so in the moment, I care who wins AL or NL. 5 minutes after the game, I've forgotten. There's a little pep in my step. Hey, good for David Fry. Maybe that gets him on track, right? At the same point, in a regular season game, the stakes are just different. In a regular season game, if the Guardians blow a bad game, an hour later, I'm still probably not great about it. Same thing. So, it's not a one-for-one. But, just because it doesn't have the same stakes as a regular season game or certainly a playoff game or not even anywhere close to a World Series game, yeah, I totally wanted that win last night. I think, there has to be something between this game has everything going for it. It was a great game, by the way. It was incredibly competitive. We did get to see some amazing performances last night. So that really, the first thing I root for is, in all fairness, I root for a good game.
Mm-hmm.
If the difference is, and maybe this is now going counterpoint to what I'm saying, I'd rather it be a good game and my team loses in the All-Star game specifically than it's an awful game and everybody on your team put up 15 runs, and it's a 15-0 game from the third inning on. At the same point, I totally root for the American League because I'm just ignoring the fact that there's any players from teams that I don't like on it. The same can't be said in a regular season game where my team's playing another team, and I'm like, no, I just want to win. I don't care who they're playing. I don't ever feel good about losing that game. I don't ever feel good about losing a playoff game or a series.
So it's kind of the American League loss last night. You're not losing sleep, right?
No.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to. There's still, that game still means something, even though there aren't consequences for a win or loss. That, in terms of the fact it's a competitive game, more often than not, the fact that pretty much, unless there's an injury, and that very rarely happens, or you're on the IL, you pretty much are always like guaranteed to see the best of the best, which you do not always get, certainly in the Pro Bowl games. And at least guys try hard enough to make the game competitive, which you never get in the NBA. So isn't just the thrill of that win, even though there's nothing for it, isn't that enough?
Sure.
Because like, how do you watch a game without a rooting interest?
It's on in the background, basically.
Yeah, well, but like even an NFL game.
I mean, there's no chance I'm gonna sit down and watch an exhibition baseball game and say, man, unless I have a crap load of money on one of the teams or something stupid like that, and I didn't. So I just would be like, all right, look, you know, I paid attention when our guys were up, you know, to bat and mm-hmm. Class A coming in to shut that thing down. It's great.
I don't think you and I are saying the different thing, but okay. in the moment. Like if when David Fry got that hit, now I'm going perilously close to being knocked upside the head by Keith for repeating Ken's line. You didn't feel anything when David Fry got that hit?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It moved.
I'm being serious for once. You didn't.
Oh, you're being serious for once. Okay.
If for once. This is the one time.
You're a serious
guy?
You into serious things?
You like serious stuff? No, you can't tell me. Because here's the thing. If you didn't feel anything when David Fry got that player, you didn't. I went and got that RBI, or you didn't feel anything when anything happened in the game, I don't know how you even. Why are you even watching sports? Like, in the most meaningless Thursday night football game, if a game is on at some point, I'm going to decide who I want to win and who I don't want to win. If I haven't already predetermined it going into the game.
Okay, that's a different story.
Well, but like I feel like the same way. Like, I know that the stakes in the AL-NL are... But yeah, I do want the National League to lose because there is history on this. Like, there is... This has been... It's AL versus NL.
What's the history?
This has been the way they've divided the matchup for the entirety of this game.
No, I know that, but I mean...
So I think that they're following a historical a trend, even though I don't necessarily care about wins and losses in the grander scheme.
All right, who's won more games?
I'd probably say the National League.
Well, no, Keith.
Actually,
Keith,
the American Keith, League. Keith. Oh. It's history, Nick.
It's a history, Keith. I mean, you have to know this.
No, you should know that history.
No, we're not talking about wins and losses. The history is that for 100-plus years, it's been AL versus NL.
Yeah, and it'll be that for another 100 years.
Well, it's actually only like 92 according to the records here. 48 games for the AL,
clearly
44 for the NL. Well, you round up like this, like you round up with the prices?
Yeah, because it's 92. 92. What, am I going to round down? No, it's like 50 years. I just don't understand how you, like, this is the thing. Like, this proves to me, not you, Dusty, especially with Keith. People just like to bleep on stuff. Like, if you can't enjoy that the precedence is these two teams have been playing for 92 years, got to be specific there for the Swole one. If baseball is a sport that history is something they look back more than any other spot. They preach the importance of history and the importance of historic rivalries completely shortcuts a team like Cleveland, but that's okay. So, like, they actually get it right. Like, there's actually something of, this is of historical significance, because they haven't done the thing where it's like, well, Jerry Rice is going to pick the team this year, and then Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to pick the other team. Like, that actually is something, even if, again, we don't go and go, AL's won X amount straight, so I guess the NL better get their bleep together. Not everything has to be to the highest degree of importance, and if it's not, well, that means there's no importance. Because that's a fact that it's not important enough. If the game's important enough to watch, it should be enough important enough to have a rooting preference.
I'll say this much. I mean, the game's important enough to watch because there's nothing else on.
You can stream stuff.
I did.
216-474-0092. Do you care? As a Guardians fan, do you care about the AL versus the NL? Because I think if you say no, in a roundabout way, aren't you saying you don't care if the Guardians lose that game? I saw something 2 days ago leaving work, Dustin, though, that I know happens, but it's the first time in a long time that I've actually seen it happen in reality. I was pretty amused by it. So I pulled up to get on 77 to go home, and I was the second car at the light in the far right lane. And the first car...
Popping on 77 South right here?
Yeah. On East 14th?
14th, yeah.
And
so what a great way to get home, isn't it?
It's just so quick.
It's a cheat code, man.
And here's the thing.
Slide out of this garage, bam, one turn.
Because, especially now, you can go out on the road across the way. It's a left turn, a right turn. You're there.
People don't know these little conveniences. How much it saves me 8 minutes every day.
Well, especially if you had to go down most nights over by the Gateway District, which is literally one street over. You're talking probably a 10-minute add on to your drive.
Oh, at least.
At least. If it's like a sellout night for the Guardians, you're sitting in traffic for a minute. Because you're trying to turn left there.
Don't give away the secret, but we have the best garage for a sporting.
We really do.
Because you can just totally beat all the traffic.
Yeah. Now.
Sorry, don't park in our garage.
It's bad for other reasons, but for this one, it's good.
Oh, that it might fall on you and break your car?
Yeah,
Or your body?
Or you might die. Or trying to fit my big-ass truck on some of the turns there?
I would have bought a different car. That's why I don't own an SUV.
I see, but that's the thing. I just love that space. I just love being able to... Hey, so I drove cars for so long.
Do you know how many pillars I've hit in that garage?
Really? I've never hit one. That's wild.
No joke. Like at least no three joke. Times.
That's funny. See, because I have a truck because I got sick of bashing my shoulder.
I never broke a gate.
Yet. Give it time. But so I'm out there on East 14th, waiting to get on 77. There's a cop in the second lane, in that like middle lane there, and he's the front car. And we all kind of got there at the same time. We've waited at this red light for probably 45 seconds. And all of a sudden, I see the lights go on. The cop kind of slowly ambles through the intersection. Then the second he gets across, turns off his lights, and I mean, hauls ass. And it wasn't like hauls ass because somebody just committed a crime or somebody might be dying. It wasn't Superman hauling ass. No, it was just like, I don't have to sit there anymore, hauling ass. And for a second, I was like, bleep that guy. I'm a big supporter of our police officers. I kind of wanted to mother bleep that guy, even though it would end badly for me.
Yeah, and also you'd probably do the same thing.
And because the second
you gotta kind of put yourself in their shoes for a minute.
For the second, if I was in no danger of somebody pulling me over because I ran a red light and I just blatantly ran a red light by using a cheat code, which is the police lights, I'm like, if that's the only way you abuse your privilege
whoop,
as a cop,
whoop, 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 whoop. I sound like Curly and Moe.
I think you mostly or Larry. Sound like, it's mostly Curly who did the...
Do we need to add that to the breaking news sounder?
I think so. Actually, that'd be really good. That'd be really, really good ahead of, I got news for you. I got news for you.
Am I unintentionally making you laugh?
No, I think you're intentionally making me laugh this time. But I got to thinking, if that's the worst way that that person abuses the privilege of being a cop, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Because every single person would do it.
100%.
Am I allowed to do a citizen's arrest on that, though?
No.
Because, you know, because I don't really know.
I don't know that you're really allowed. I don't know you can citizens arrest a cop.
Okay, so this is, so I grew up watching
Cops?
Andy Griffith, where there, like, citizens arrest was like a big thing that would happen like once every five episodes. There's a great running gag on the show. Is citizens arrest a real thing?
My brother did one time.
What do you mean? He just, how do you do it?
How do you do it?
Yeah, like, do you just say?
I mean, my brother threw the guy on the ground and put his hands behind his back.
Okay, you know, that seems like a pretty direct way. But do you have to, like, read him his Miranda rights? Like, I don't know the rules on this.
We just held him. Well, I didn't. No, we. I mean, he held him down until the cops got there.
Man, that's so.
He was trying to, like, he was hammering this guy, and he was trying to get into this restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hole in the wall, dive bar.
Yeah.
And he was trying to get back in, didn't pay his tab, and then they had to lock him out. And he put a crack in the window trying to pound on it, and my brother went out there and handled it.
It's pretty badass. I'll be honest with you.
I couldn't do that.
I have done that. But no, I have.
I love how you just go, man, that's so badass.
Well, no, I mean specifically
Then you add on, I've done that.
Well, no. No, don't paint me like that.
What a chotch move.
No,
there by
don't
you.
Paint me like that.
Paint you like that. You just paint yourself like that.
I specifically said what your brother did was badass. I wasn't trying to say what I did was badass, but then you followed. I was like, that's badass. And you're like, I wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I have done that.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean what I did was badass. I just mean the way you set the story up was badass.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Man, you won't just let me give you a damn compliment these days.
What do you mean these days?
Okay, for the last 2 years.
Oh, I take compliments very well. So do you.
I actually hate compliments. They're awful. I don't believe compliments, but...
You look like a leprechaun today.
I take insults pretty well. Show your work.
Are you wearing a green shirt?
So anybody... But using this logic...
I mean, you look like you're going out for St. Patrick's Day.
Just because I'm wearing... Does this apply to everybody wearing a green shirt?
Yeah, well, your beard makes you look a little Irish.
That actually tracks, because I'm like half Irish. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, so take the compliment.
I thought his shirt's teal.
Yeah, it is more teal. I feel like if I tried to pass this as green on St. Paddy's Day, I would get six shades of bleep kicked out of me. And then Derek would have to come citizens arrest the guy. I'm really fascinated by this idea. Is citizens arrest, is that a real thing?
I mean,
that just sounds like he just knocked the crap out of a guy and they just, like, at no point, did he say citizen's arrest? Because I want the satisfaction of saying this is a citizen's arrest.
I think he did.
See, then now it's badass again. I've never said citizen's arrest. Man. Henceforth.
And so there was actually a cop who was not on duty,
mm-hmm.
who was there, and came out and finished off the deal. Waited for backup.
So wait, was he just?
No, he came out there and basically just, you know, kind of patted my brother on the back and like, I got it.
Oh, so did he take over holding the guy
down? He took over, yeah.
Wait, but in the initial story, you said your brother held the guy down until the cops came.
Yeah, and this guy's a cop.
All right, now it's less badass. He just held him down for a minute and then the cop came out and said, I got you.
It was a solid 2 minutes.
We're kind of like walking all across the badass line here. The more details you give me, the more I'm not sure about it. I'll tell you right now, I can tell you definitively who is the most likely person at this station to try and perform in earnest a citizen's arrest. It's Keith Britton.
I'm not interested.
I guarantee you, you got a little Johnny Law to you. Because you have a temper, dude. You do have a temper. And you use that temper way more than I do. I don't use your temper either. But I guarantee you, you police the whole station. You literally, Ken said one line that you can bust his stones on today.
Oh, I thought it was a good question.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm telling you right now, I could find, somebody out there who's smarter than me could find multiple scenarios where Keith would be the first person to do a citizen's arrest on somebody. I'm surprised. Usually we get like, tweets or reaction on this where people are like, oh, yeah, I've citizens arrested somebody. I just want to know when I'm allowed to...
Hey, what are you going to do? I mean, if somebody runs a red light, you going to like go try to pull them over?
No.
That's
no,
illegal.
No, that's also how you get shot. That's
And also impersonating a cop.
So the pulling over is the problem?
How are they going to pull over? You gonna put like on your red and blues?
No.
You got some spare ones? You're going to throw it on top like you're back in like a 70s sitcom?
Now that I've said it, I don't know what would make me citizens arrest somebody. Because like if you were jaywalking, I wouldn't care about that. Ooh, no.
I mean,
if you were assaulting somebody and I thought it was unfair.
It'd have to be like you're in a bank and a guy comes in trying to rob it and then you just intervene and you take the guy out.
No, I'd give the guy my wallet and sit on the ground and survive. That's how I handle that.
Well, it just depends on the situation.
Yeah. Like, see, that's too high stakes there.
If you had an opening, you wouldn't take the guy out, like tackle him?
What's the upside?
I mean, you don't know what this guy's motive is.
Okay, but like, what's the upside of citizens arresting a bank robber with a gun?
Well, you stop him from robbing the bank and hurting anybody.
Oh, okay, but who says, most of the time they don't want to hurt anybody, they just want to get the money and get out. So
most times?
But meaning like, what's the, am I going to get a key to a city if I stop it? Am I going to, what are we getting here?
You may save your life.
I saved my life by shutting the hell up and sitting on the floor.
Man.
See, like, so we've established the polls here. Like, the not worth it citizen's arrest is the potential to get shot with no real upside for stopping somebody robbing a bank. The low side is I'm not going to stop you for jaywalking because I don't care and I jaywalk all the time. There's got to be a sweet spot. There's got to be some mid-level misdemeanor bordering on felony that won't kill me that also there's some bump there. No, Mac, you have it real quick. Get in on it.
So I looked it up. When a person can make an arrest, a citizen's arrest, a felony has been committed or there is reasonable ground to believe that a felony has been committed. Any person without a warrant may arrest another who he has reasonable cause to believe is guilty of the offense or detain him without or until a warrant can be obtained.
All right. We do have Ty Dunn coming up. But have you ever performed a citizen's arrest? I want to know every detail here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.